In the early 1970s, Barry Muntz, then an engineer with the Country Roads Board, was put in charge of building the Eastern Freeway approaches to the Lower Yarra Crossing project under construction at South Melbourne. The approaches were to be over reclaimed land with poor subgrades of silt and fill. Concrete roads had not been built in Victoria for decades, and little was understood about modern concrete technologies. It was decided to use concrete as a pavement material on the approaches over Brady, Boundary and Montague Streets, using continuously reinforced concrete, a technology not used before in road construction.
I believe a small trial had been done in a bus depot somewhere, I think in Sydney. It is my understanding, and I think it's widely accepted, that the Boundary Brady Montague Street job was the first application of continuously reinforced concrete pavement to a public road. We sort of affectionately refer to it as CRCP.
How does that pavement differ from, say, a CRC pavement of today?
In terms of the modern CRCP, the steel, both longitudinal and transverse, would not be mesh. In the case of Boundary Brady Montague Street, the only reasonable way we had of handling the reinforcing at the time was to use very heavy, commercially available mesh. And that said, mesh was available that did meet the design criteria. The Boundary Brady Montague Street job was entirely hand. The lean mix subbase was placed by hand, and the CRCP itself was formed with conventional fixed forms, concrete delivered by agitator truck, more or less spread by hand, compacted by hand, and then used motor-driven vibrating screeds to do the final surface compaction and finishing. This differs hugely, of course, from the modern technique of any of these larger pavements being slip-formed. It was slow going by modern standards, but absolutely no mechanisation at all. So that was our first attempt, and I think it was, looking back, appropriate for the site and the conditions at the time.